Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Welcome, Joe Giganti, your regular Joe with you here on this Thursday. Of course, tomorrow will be our Freedom Friday. As always, special guest for the headline roundup will be none other than O'Connell County Sheriff Todd Scarbin. He's a hoot and a good guy. We look forward to be his first time on the headline roundup. He'll be joining us tomorrow. That'll be at the bottom of the third hour, so you won't want to miss that during tomorrow's show. Now, yesterday, we didn't quite get to cover this, but you know what? I'll do my good news first. Sorry, I'm just looking at the rundown. There's so many different pieces of what is going on right now, but there's been quite a lot going on several fronts that I've wanted to keep you up to date on. Certainly, I've been trying to monitor. One of which is COVID. Now, I know you're thinking, well, but COVID's done. It is for now. I mean, I'm still never convinced they're not going to try to bring something back. But what's interesting is there's been a number of concessions made, whether it's from the government directly, organizations that previously played stupid. And we have a few of those I'll get to a little bit later. Just want to bring your attention to the fact, including at least one of the publishers that previously dismissed the lab leak as a kooky concept of just a mess of things, now saying, well, you know, maybe it wasn't quite as bad as crazy as we thought. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. It's coming at a time, of course, as I said, as we are counting down to the election. And I understand, I talked about this with Jason Jones yesterday. We talked about his new book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. This idea that there's so many fires that you're running from fire to fire and you feel like you can't keep up. It's hard to look at the big picture because, frankly, this is what they want. They want you to be so distracted that there's no chance that you can kind of piece all the parts together. This is what I started out with in the beginning of the show. And I do see this as good news. Believe it or not, and I'm sure I will get challenged on this, I think that what Chuck Schumer did yesterday, albeit I don't think it was a constitutional move in the least, I don't think it was the proper move that should have been undertaken by the Senate. But I think properly handled by conservatives, it will be a victory for us. Because here's what happens. It's what human nature. No matter if you tell a boy it can be a girl and a girl can be a boy or you can be undecided or have no sex or you can marry a tree, whatever they come up with, human nature doesn't actually really change. And when you have a caged animal, when you have somebody in the fight or flight, when you push people into a corner of desperation, they act desperately. And that's exactly what Chuck Schumer did yesterday. Now, he thinks he's clever by half. He thinks that he really set things up beautifully. They didn't take a vote to not actually have the have the trial itself, they voted that the articles were unconstitutional. Wink, nod, wink, nod. We really showed them. And maybe they did. If we leave it at that, and here's where the big thing comes in. We need to take all of the refuse of our Constitution and our law and our American way of life that the liberals are laying all over the landscape right now. And we need to pick them back up, knit them into a tapestry that we put on full display for all of America to see. He called it what would have been one of the most political impeachments in history, coming on the heels of the last two impeachments, both of Donald Trump, both 1,000% politically motivated. The man's giving us a gift if we'll just take it.
The Regular Joe Show.